जय गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोदन नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदन नंदन
जय
Subhadramani Jaya Lakshmi Narsimha Jaya Ananta Devala Narsimha Jaya Ananta Jaya Nitai Chaitanya Jaya Nitai Chaitanya Nitai Chaitanya Jaya Nitai Chaitanya Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Guru Dev Guru Dev Guru Dev Jaya Jaya Guru Dev Nita Gaura Haribol 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 Nita Gaura Haribol
Gaut Premanande Hari Hari Bol Jaya Vishnupad Paramahamsa Privrajak Acharya Stotara Shaka His Divine Grace, La Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya, VVD Founder Acharya, Savior of the whole universe, Jagat Guru Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajak Acharya Stotara Shatar. His Divine Grace, La Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Kodi Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Nava Chari Shri Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Se Gaur Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Jai Shri Rup Sanatan Bhachar Raghunath Shri Jiva Gopala Bhachar Das Raghunath Shri Kosom Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Chandra Gop Gopinath Shyam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Mathura Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Mayapur Navdeep Dham Ki Jai. Shri Shvetra Shri Jagannathpuri Dham Ki Jai. Dwarika Dham Ki Jai. Ganga Mai Ki Jai. Jamuna Mai Ki Jai. Kaveri Mai Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Tulasi Maharani Ki Jai. Purushottam Maas Ki Jai. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. All the glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories and glories and glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirate Nastaprayi Shubhadreshu Nityam Bhagavatam Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistiki Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangulam Gayate Mrim Yat Kripatam Aham Vande Shri Guru Dantarinam Paramanandam Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram. Speeding from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 2. Chakrain, text number 5. And the title of the chapter is Questions by King Parikshit. Pravishtam Karnarendran Svana Bhavasaroham Pravishta Karnandrena Svana Bhavasaroham Dhunoti Shyamala Krishna Salilasya Yathashatya Pravishta Karnarendran Svana Bhavat Saroruham Dhunoti Shyamalam Krishnam Salilasya Yathasharat Pravishtam Karnarendran Svana Bhava Saroruham Dhunoti Shyamalam Krishna Salilasya Yathasharat. Read the word-to-word translation. Pravishta, thus being entered, Karna Ranendra, through the holes of the ears, Svanam, according to one's liberated position, bhava, constitutional relationship, sahararuham, the lotus flower, dhunoti, cleanses, samalam, material qualities like lust, anger, avarice, and hankering. Krishna, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sharilasya, or the reservoir of waters, yatha, as it were, sara, the autumn season. Translation: the sound incarnation of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Soul, that is Srimad Bhagavatam, enters into the heart of a self-realized devotee, sits on the lotus flower of his loving relationship, and thus cleanses the dust of material association, such as lust, anger, and hankering. Thus it acts like autumnal rains upon pool of muddy water. Please repeat after me. The sound incarnation of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Soul, that is Srimad Bhagavatam, enters into the heart of a self-realized devotee, sits on the lotus flower of his loving relationship, and thus cleanses the dust of material association, such as lust, anger, and hankering. Thus it acts like autumnal rains upon pools of muddy water. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Purport. It is said that a single pure devotee of the Lord can deliver all the fallen souls of the world. Thus, one who is actually in the confidence of pure devotee like Narada or Shukadeva Goswami, and thus is empowered by one's spiritual master as Narada was by Brahmaji, can not only deliver himself from the clutches of Maya or illusion, but can deliver the whole world by his pure and empowered devotional strength. The comparison of the autumnal rain that falls on muddy reservoir of water is very appropriate. During the rainy season, all the waters of the rivers become muddy. But in the month of July-August, the autumn season, when there is a slight rainfall, the muddy water of the rivers all over the world become at once clear. By addition of some chemical, a small reservoir of water like that of a metropolitan waterworks tank can be cleaned. But by such a tiny effort, it is not possible to clear up all the reservoirs of water like the rivers. A powerful, pure devotee of the Lord, however, can deliver not only his personal self, but also many others in his association. In other words, the cleansing of polluted heart by other methods, like the culture of empiric knowledge or mystic gymnastics, can simply cleanse one's own heart, but devotional service to the Lord is so powerful that it can cleanse the hearts of the people in general. By the devotional service of the pure, empowered devotee, a true representative of the Lord like Narada, Shukadeva Goswami, Lord Chaitanya, the six Goswamis, and later Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, etc., can deliver all the people by their empowered devotional service. By sincere efforts to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, one realizes his constitutional relationship with the Lord in the transcendental humor of servitude, friendship, parental affection, or conjugal love. And by such self-realization, one becomes situated at once in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Not only were all the pure devotees like Narada self-realized souls, but they were engaged in preaching work automatically by spiritual impetus, and thus they delivered many poor souls entangled in the material modes. They became so powerful because they sincerely followed the Bhagavatam principles by regular hearing and worshipping. By such actions, the accumulated material lust, etc., become cleansed by the personal endeavor of the Lord within the heart. The Lord is always within the heart of the living entity, but he becomes manifested by one's devotional service. Purification of the heart by culture of knowledge or mystic yoga may all be right for the time being for an individual person, but it is like the cleansing of a small quantity of stagnant water by chemical process. Such clarification of water may stand for the time being and the sediment settle down, but by a slight agitation everything becomes muddy. The idea is that devotional service to the Lord is the only method of cleansing the heart for good, whereas other methods may be superficially good for some time being. There is a risk of becoming muddy again due to agitation of the mind. Devotional service to the Lord with specific attention for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and always is the best recommended method for liberation from the clutches of illusion. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport to Shloka number 5, Chapter 8, Chapter titled Questions by Parikshit Maharaj, Canto 2 of Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Tat Sat Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Gurum Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagutada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakamitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. The sound incarnation of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Soul, that is Srimad Bhagavatam, enters the heart of a self-realized devotee, sits on the lotus flower of his loving relationship and thus cleanses the dust of material association such as lust, anger and hankering. Thus it acts like autonomous rains upon the pools of muddy water. So here we are continuing our reading from Srimad Bhagavatam in the Canto 2. And, you know, in the previous chapters it was described about the various manifestations, cosmic manifestations of the Lord. And in this chapter, which is titled as Questions by Maharaj Parikshit, very, very pertinent questions were asked by Maharaj Parikshit. And Maharaj Parikshit here, as the chapter itself suggests, that these questions by Maharaj Parikshit. So he's asking very, very minor questions, very small questions, and then he takes it forward. It is like, you know, the iron filing. You know, some of you must have observed this in a workshop. The iron filing looks like mud, but when the iron filing, it's actually iron, but it never loses its quality. Likewise, Swarupa is there, but it is covered by the lust. It is covered by lust, anger, and the material desires that we have. We have to clean it. Like when you take the iron file separately and remove the dust over it, then it again becomes iron. It has the same quality as the iron. Likewise, we also see that on a mirror where there is a lot of dust which is accumulated, the dust is compared to the material qualities that we gain over a period of time being in touch with the material world. Anger, lust, everything gets covered, and then you are not able to see your face very clearly on the mirror. But as soon as you clear the dust from the mirror, take a cloth, the cloth of knowledge, the cloth of chanting, the cloth of devotee association, and clean it. And likewise, when you clean it, it immediately cleanses the dust and you are able to see the face very clearly on the mirror. Here I was looking at hearing a lecture by His Holiness Swatsarup Maharaj. And he talks about the sound vibration. It is only sound vibration which can actually produce such effects of cleansing. So chanting, hearing of the holy name and speaking about the pastimes of the Lord along with other devotees, or hearing the pastimes of the Lord from other devotees. So it is only sound vibration which can actually produce such effects of cleansing one's heart. And in this lecture, Maharaj was talking about six things about hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And if this is taken care, then our hearing of the message is complete. So there are six areas that Maharaj actually illustrates. And the first one is hearing should be done with intelligence. The second one is hearing should be done submissively. I'll go into more details and a little more elaboration on each point. I'll just give out the points first and then we can go into detailed discussion of that. And the third one is hearing with rapt attention. And the fourth one is it should not be done from everybody. Not that you hear all the mundane things outside or hear it from people who are not qualified to speak about the Lord, or people who just talk about various parts of Srimad Bhagavatam, skipping the first couple of cantos and straight entering into Rasa Leela. Such things should not be done. So it should be done from an authorized source and should be done in parampara. And hearing the message of scripture following the rules and regulations. Srila Prabhupada said, touch to know. Just hear, nothing else. Even if you keep hearing from the scriptures and follow the instructions, follow the rules and regulations, then you are good to go. And should strictly follow the orders of the spiritual master. Here also in the purport, if you see, it is said that, you know, one should follow the orders of the spiritual master. So the sixth point is, should strictly follow the orders of the spiritual master. Now we will go into details of the various points that Maharaj has made. And very nicely Maharaj explains this. Maharaj talks about intelligence hearing. Many people are hearing the same thing, but the meaning is taken differently. It has to be taken the way that it is intended to be done. And we should think of Krishna 24 hours. That is what Srila Prabhupada made a statement. We should chant for 24 hours. So this is one of the lectures that one of the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, when Srila Prabhupada made the statement saying that we should chant 24 hours. And this was misapplied by this devotee. So it is more to do with intelligence, you know. When Srila Prabhupada said 24 hours of chanting, he immediately took up his chanting bag and started chanting. He went to his temple commander and he said, see, Srila Prabhupada said you should chant for 24 hours. So, you know, I'm giving up my services in the temple. I'm not going out for Sankirtan. I'm just going to sit and chant. So here, it is the misapplication. When Srila Prabhupada meant we should chant for 24 hours, he meant that we should always be in Krishna consciousness 24 hours. We should be thinking of Krishna 24 hours means that we should always be in some of the other service of Krishna. Even while we are doing our material activities, even while we are, you know, earning for the families, for grihasthas, we think of Krishna. And that is the way that Srila Prabhupada intended that we think of Krishna 24 hours. We should know that the principles that cannot be changed, and what we should change. So there's one question that Srila Prabhupada had asked, you know, and devotees were hearing his class, and then devotees asked them saying that, Srila Prabhupada, please tell us what are the principles that should never be changed. There cannot be a compromise on those principles, and what should be changed as per Desha, Kala and Patra. So Srila Prabhupada says, it is the same brain substance, or it is just the creative thinking. He said, very simple, it comes from sincerity. When one listens, one hears the holy name of the Lord, one hears the Srimad Bhagavatam very sincerely, then he can actually distinguish between what should be changed and what should not be changed. We all know this very popular story of Paramartha Guru, which is very popular in South India. It's very popular in South India. It's a voluminous thing, and you know there are various stories that we read in that. So there's one very foolish disciple of the Guru, and you know, the Guru takes him along for pilgrimage, and Guru is actually sitting on one horse and the disciple is sitting on another horse. So while they are traveling, the Guru had a bag which had a lot of important things, which actually fell down from the horse.
And the disciple is watching, but he never makes a comment about the bag falling. They just continue, and after a certain distance, when they stop for lunch prasadam, the guru is actually looking for his bag. And when he's looking for his bag, he asks his disciple, "Did you see my bag?" He says, yeah, I saw the bag. It fell somewhere about, you know, a couple of miles before." They said, "Why you did not inform me?" So he says, "Oh, I'm sorry. That was not a part of your instructions, saying that I should inform you if something falls from your horse. But now I make a note of this in my diary, and I will inform you as and when something falls down." So he says, "Okay, no problem. Then let's go." And as they proceed further, you know, the guru was again leading the way, and the disciple is following at the back. And here, the horse passes stool, and the disciple very, you know, quickly following the instruction which he had written down in his diary, tells his guru, saying that, "Guru, this is what has fallen, and you have told me that, you know, whatever falls, you should pick up and tell me." So the guru felt really miserable by hearing this. He says, "This is stinking stool. It should not be brought to a guru. It is not to be picked up from the ground where it falls." So he says, no, you didn't tell me that the stool should not be picked up." So he says, "Now let me sit down, my guru, and please tell me what I should pick up and what I should not pick up." So then, you know, they give the list, saying that, "Okay, if my bag falls, you pick it up. If my kartal falls, you pick it up. If my mridanga falls, you pick it up." And, you know, a list of all the items that the guru tells this disciple. And he quickly again, you know, as always, writes down everything in his diary and then proceeds further. As they are going forward, something happens to the horse, and he starts running fast and he starts galloping, and suddenly throws the guru down from the horse. But the disciple is not really worried. His horse is following, and then he quietly passes by, and the guru says, "Hey, look, what are you doing? Why are you leaving me behind and going?" So he says, "Guru, I looked at the list that you gave me. It did not say that, you know, if the guru falls down from the horse, you should pick him up or you should stop." So this is called the foolishness. So we should not really think of being foolish when following the guru's orders. It should come from sincerity, and it should come from creative thinking. And certainly, Srila Prabhupada repeated a lot of things in his instructions. So if you see Srimad Bhagavatam or Srimad Bhagavad Gita, every page Srila Prabhupada, you know, makes certain comments which are repeated all through the 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita or in all the cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada wanted that to be repeatedly heard by us, repeatedly read by us, and repeatedly understand it. Something like, "You're not this body, you're the spirit soul." He keeps hammering this point again and again, which is actually very important. Likewise, when we are hearing all those things which are very, very important for us, it should be kept in our mind. And we should repeatedly dwell upon them. We should repeatedly think about them and repeatedly practice them in our practical lives. In one of the GBC meetings, you know, one of Srila Prabhupada's disciple, he read out a letter from Srila Prabhupada. And this was actually a letter, I think, to Bhavananda Prabhu or Bhagwan Maharaj, one of them, I don't remember. This letter actually said that, you know, the devotee, when he was reading it in front of all the disciples in the GBC meeting, all the GBC members, he said, Srila Prabhupada wanted the disciples should come to Mayapur and spend their time and retire there and eat prasadam and just be there. So a lot of devotees were perplexed as to what this is, and that actually the letter was misquoted. This devotee who had read this letter, he had just picked up a part of the letter. It was not the complete letter. And as I said, this letter was actually written to, I think, Bhavananda Prabhu or Bhagwan Maharaj. It was a very sarcastic part of the letter which was actually misquoted. It was very heavy letter asking his disciples to preach aggressively. It did not mean that, you know, his disciples, especially the sannyasi disciples, should come to Mayapur and just stay there and do nothing. Just attend the programs in Mayapur and eat prasad and be happy. No. It was actually a very sarcastic statement that Srila Prabhupada made, saying that you should preach very aggressively. And this is where the misuse of intelligence actually happens. We see it, you know. The devotee picked up only the particular part of it. And then he said, Srila Prabhupada meant this. No, it was actually not that. It was on the larger context, saying that the sannyasi disciples and all my disciples should aggressively preach all over the world, and they should not, you know, come just to Mayapur and, you know, settle down there just for their personal progress. Here Srila Prabhupada says we should not become duskritinam. So these are perverted genius, you know, they are genius, they are actually very brainy, they can actually pick up a lot of material from what is being given in our shastras, and they have the capability of preaching it very nicely. But then we see a lot of devotees who actually misuse their intelligence, or it is the perverted geniusness which they actually use. So we should only look at using the intelligence in the right direction. And when we are using the intelligence in the right direction, it actually leads into the right frame of mind, and the right frame of mind can lead into right preaching methodologies. The second part of it was the submissiveness. So when we are hearing, it should be done very submissively. Then the desired success is attained. And there is an observation by Satswarup Maharaj. You know, when he was the traveling secretary of Srila Prabhupada, when he was traveling with Srila Prabhupada, he would read out letters from His Holiness Kamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj, His Holiness Ravindra Swarup Prabhu. And all these letters were talking about the various activities that all of them were doing. They were preaching, you know, extensively. They were distributing a lot of books all over the world. And with every letter, Srila Prabhupada would congratulate them, encourage them and motivate. So here, Satswarup Maharaj was feeling, saying that I am not doing anything. I am just sitting here with Srila Prabhupada and not really that I am doing any preaching. But then he actually started dwelling into it. He said, I have to actually learn. And it is very popularly said, Mukam Karoti Vachalam. When one really gets that knowledge, when one really is qualified, the Guru himself will send him out. So before that, he should always think that, you know, I have no potency to preach. And that's the reason I'm serving my Guru Maharaj. But serving Guru Maharaj, there's nothing wrong. You're learning a lot of things. So let me do my secretarial services is what Satswarup Maharaj realized. And he said, I should do it exactly, perfectly fine. I should ensure that, you know, all the messages are read properly, all the replies are given properly, all the papers are filed properly. At the right time, Srila Prabhupada will actually send me out, and it actually happened with Satswarup Maharaj. And he was actually sent out for preaching, and he was doing very, very well in preaching. So it is the submissiveness. One should not question in his guru, saying that, why are you not sending me? Why are you not allowing me to do this? Why are you asking me to do this? Why are you asking others to do this? No, that's not the way. One should accept the orders of the spiritual master as it is, whatever the guru feels. When guru realizes that one is qualified to go out and preach, he will send him to preach. Likewise, the example is seen here of Srila Prabhupada himself. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj requested Srila Prabhupada. The instruction of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj was very close to Srila Prabhupada's heart. And the instruction was given saying that, please go and preach to the English speaking people. So when the right time came and the right period came, Srila Prabhupada left everything. He took sannyas, though he was staying in Radha Damodar Mandir in Vrindavan. He decided that he should go and preach. He went to Delhi, went to Bombay, and then finally Srila Prabhupada went to America, where his desire for preaching to the English speaking people, which was the orders of a spiritual master, came in trueness. So that is the submissiveness Srila Prabhupada had. He did not immediately take up saying that, okay, my Guru Maharaj has asked me to preach in English or to people who are speaking English, let me give everything up and start talking only in English. No, he waited for the right time. And it's actually the right time that the Lord sitting in our heart guides us to go and preach. Sorry, I have a little bad throat. So following this, there was another example given by Satswarup Maharaj itself.
Satswarup Maharaj, while he was the secretary of Srila Prabhupada, he would at times miss the morning walks or at times miss the evening walks. So he said, let me catch up with the other work while Srila Prabhupada is, you know, taking his disciples for a morning walk or evening walk. I can stay back and complete my work. But then he actually decided, saying that I should start going for all the morning walks and the evening walks whenever Srila Prabhupada went. So let me take the personal association of Srila Prabhupada while he was in the planet. And he thought that when I submissively hear from my Guru Maharaj directly, my spiritual master directly, I will also learn the art of preaching. And then he started going very regularly, not very regularly, every day he started going for the morning and the evening walks. And Krishna, Srila Prabhupada says, Krishna and his energies. And in one of the lectures, Srila Prabhupada quotes this as, me and my tape. So it is the words of Krishna and his energies. So me and my tape. So whatever instructions that I am giving, the personal association I am that giving is the best thing that one can take. If it is possible, if once Guru Maharaj is around, we should leave everything and go. Srila Prabhupada was very particular. Whenever he visited a center or whenever he visited to a temple, he expected all his disciples to come personally and listen to him, if things permit them, you know, if they are in the closer by vicinity. And here also we see in the teachings of Queen Kunti, if some of you have seen this tapes of Srila Prabhupada, it's very powerful. It is actually like you're sitting with Srila Prabhupada and hearing that, you know, in the grave voice that Srila Prabhupada leads Jai Radha Madhav, he leads you know, the other kirtans, and he talks about the pastimes of teachings of Queen Kunti. It's very powerful. So we should take this association whenever it is possible. If it is not possible in practically being there or personally being there, at least we should hear their tapes. And books are only, many times we think that, you know, the books are meant only for new people. No, we should actually read the books over and over again, hear over and over again. Srila Prabhupada said that every time that you read my book, you will get a new meaning. And I'm sure all of us have this realization, saying that even if the third time or the fourth time or the 20th time the disciple reads, he gets more juice into it, more nectar into it, more understanding of whatever has been written. We read it the first time, we read it the second time, we read it the third time, and then we start reading over and over again. The realization comes into our life. The realization actually is then applicable. It is applied into our life and we practice it. So there are two people. One is the book Bhagavatam and the other one is person Bhagavatam. So if you can stay with Srila Prabhupada and see how he was dealing with his people, we learn a lot of things. We understand by staying in the association of devotees by observation. So Satswarup Maharaj, in his lecture, in this particular lecture that I was referring to, he said he would just listen to Prabhupada, he would just watch Srila Prabhupada in his dealing with people, in his dealing with disciples, in his dealing with the outside world. And by just staying in the association of Srila Prabhupada, he has learnt it and he has started understanding it. But he could do it just because he was very submissive. See, our desire to preach is a result of our being wanting to be popular among the devotee circles. Many times, you know, there are devotees, no exceptions, want to speak for Srimad Bhagavatam only because they want to become famous. It is actually that we are looking at our fame rather than Krishna's fame. The speaking of Srimad Bhagavatam should be for the sake of Krishna's fame and not for our own fame. We have to glorify Krishna, and that is our dharma. And that is what we will have to do very, very nicely. And while doing so, our attitude has to be of one of submissiveness. Many times people say, wah, 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 you know, but when we hear such people who are said wah wah, our heart doesn't change. Sadhu is a person who is actually meant for cutting. And we don't mean by cutting by sword or by knife. He actually cuts our heart's material engagements with the knowledge of scripture. It actually cuts our material bondage with the material world. So even if somebody is speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, it should not be done with arrogance. It should not be done with an arrogance saying that I know everything. And I think it's the same thing which is being repeated. Many times we've heard this, you know, in our initial days, of Krishna consciousness, we
often hear devotees saying that, yeah, I heard the same class earlier. But every time that you hear the same class, the same shloka, the same verse, you get a new meaning. And that is how Srila Prabhupada teaches that we should submissively hear Srimad Bhagavatam and repeat whatever has been given in Srimad Bhagavatam. Now this material world is a, you know, we call it as information overload. Whatever you want, you can get it from Google. And there's nothing that people take it very seriously. And a lot of information is bogus information. And it is only for the sake of mediocre understanding that people take it. So there was one time that His Grace Radhishyam Prabhu was, you know, preaching in one of the engineering colleges, and while doing preaching in the engineering colleges, he gave them an exercise. And in the exercise, he asked all the participants, they are basically the students of engineering college, and he asked all the participants saying that, can you write down from the tip of your hair to the toe, in this body, how many types of illness can you get, or how many kind of diseases can you really get? And then he gave this time, saying that in the next 20 minutes we get the answers. And surprisingly, Radhishyam Prabhu, when he asked for the answers, the students, the engineering students, came up with more than 200 diseases that one can have in his body. And Radhishyam Prabhu was talking about this, saying that I was astonished, thinking that the engineering students, and mind you, this is not medical students, the engineering students can give out so many diseases that one can have in the body, which probably some of us would not have even heard of. Radhishyam Prabhu said he had not heard a lot of those diseases in his lifetime. Radhishyam Prabhu is an extensive preacher. He meets a lot of devotees, and I'm sure he's very well informed also. He has a lot of information as well. But he said, I myself didn't know a lot of diseases. So he says, this information overload is actually very bad. It's a bogus information, and it's the attitude with which we really look at it. For the sake of information, a lot of devotees lose the main stream of the preaching. You know, they lose the capacity of actually preaching because they go into this information overload. They try to collect so many things. We don't have to actually collect any of those things. If we just open the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, pages of Bhagavad Gita, and read them nicely, one step beyond, hear the devotees who are speaking, attending the regular Sunday classes or the other classes, and being in the pandemic season, we have regularly so many classes which are happening, and if we are able to attend those classes regularly and hear it from the devotees, from the bona fide devotees or the scriptures, then you don't need to go out, you don't need to search for information, you don't need to Google saying that what is the meaning of this, what is the meaning of that. Everything is covered by Srila Prabhupada in a very lucid language, in whatever, you know, scriptures that he gave us, whatever books that he gave. So we don't have speakers. Many times we think, you know, we don't have speakers like Shukadeva Goswami, who can be very nicely speaking. But then please understand, different birds can make different sounds. If you hear from different devotees, I'm sure the realization of all these devotees who've been in the parampara, in the movement for a long time, can give you a very nice understanding of the scriptural evidences which have been given to us. So we don't have to think that, you know, I need, you know, devotees like, you know, stalwarts who have to speak. Many times we've heard this also. Devotees in the temple wait some time, ask, whose class is it today? Well, Srila Prabhupada was very particular that, you know, whosoever class it is, one should sit and hear. Sometime, this was a incident that happened in Mayapur. Some of the devotees, the English speaking devotees of